This recording, Xinjiang 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Pry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That air was much needed for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bar of product, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fly jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for a walk. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that aged goose began to stretch around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trip her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stalking the girl's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tide, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the wet stickiness. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harris, a millionaire, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And I will introduce my hometown. My hometown's name is Hami, where is the first station in Xinjiang, and it is famous for Hami melons. There are many people from different nations, and it is a small city with its own education, organization, park, cultural square, shopping center, and so on. And if people go to there, I think people will love it.
孔子《论语》学而第一。 子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无也。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养；至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？” 子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉守哉？人焉守哉？”